Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, I want to start with a simple observation. The production receipts are arriving faster than the governance frameworks. The vendors who built fortunes selling complexity are already moving to own the governance layer that complexity creates. And the question in front of business leaders right now isn't whether agents can work. It's whether you'll build operational control around real deployments, or end up renting the upside back from the same incumbents you were hoping AI would help you escape. Let's get into it. C.H. Robinson, 30 AI agents running inside their Navisphere platform, millions of freight-related tasks processed per day, hundreds of labor hours saved daily. One pricing agent alone, one, has processed more than 1.5 million quote requests. Their newer LTL classification agent has automated more than 75% of freight classification orders, taking something that used to sit in a manual queue and doing it in seconds. That is not a pilot. That is not a keynote slide. That is throughput. In a business where latency costs real money and mistakes ripple into real shipments and real customers. And here's what I found just as interesting as the numbers. C.H. Robinson did not do the lazy press release thing and claim they replaced a dramatic number of workers. The framing is capacity extension. More work processed, faster decisions, less queue time, fewer bottlenecks. That lines up exactly with the thesis I've been pushing all year. Agents are extensions of people, not magic substitutes for an entire operation. Logistics was always going to be a first mover category. Repetitive classifications, measurable service level pressure, huge transaction volumes, almost no tolerance for error. If you're trying to understand where agents become infrastructure first, stop watching keynote stages and start reading trade publications from industries that cannot afford fantasy. Now, Gartner says more than 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled by end of 2027. Costs escalating, business value unclear, risk controls weak. IDC adds some texture. Organizations in Asia Pacific ran an average of 23 proofs of concept across 2023 and 2024. Three made it to production. Only 62% of those met expectations. Forrester says roughly 3/4 of enterprise leaders report adopting agentic AI in some form, yet meaningful production outside of glorified chatbots remains scarce. 23 pilots, three in production. Write that on your whiteboard. That's the bottleneck, not token windows, not model IQ, operational maturity. And here's what's interesting. None of these firms is blaming architecture. The failure pattern they're describing consistently isn't, you chose the wrong stack. It's, you never defined what success looked like, what sustaining it would cost, and who owns the decision when the agent gets something wrong. That's a discipline problem, and frankly, it's a more fixable problem than a technology problem, if people are willing to admit that's what it is. Harvard Business Review finally published what I've been calling the railroad company argument since February. The most vulnerable incumbents aren't just big companies. They're specifically the companies whose advantage depends on AI feeling too complicated, too risky, and too entangled to attempt without them. ERP vendors, CRM vendors, horizontal software platforms whose dominance was built on standardization and switching pain. That's the category. HBR also made a sequencing argument I think is right. B2B SaaS and professional services move first because the switching costs are mostly political and operational, not physical. Heavier regulated sectors lag. That timing matters if you're deciding where to place bets over the next 18 months. And their point about stronger agent teams being built from different models, heterogeneous systems assembled to match the work, is exactly why monolithic vendor comfort is quietly becoming a strategic liability. Microsoft's lazy graph rag. I set myself a deadline. If independent replication showed up before today, the case for this technology gets much stronger. It didn't show up. Microsoft's numbers are specific. Indexing cost at roughly 0.1% of full graph rag. Query time cost more than 700 times lower. Benchmark quality matching or beating 8 competing methods in 96 out of 96 comparisons. Those are big numbers. big enough that people are already citing them in internal buying memos. All of it still traces back to Microsoft's own benchmark. One vendor, one data set, one set of synthetic queries. I'm not calling the claims false. I don't have the evidence to do that. But if you're quoting those numbers as settled fact, you are citing a single-source vendor benchmark. In enterprise tech, that distinction matters a lot more than people pretend it does. I've watched this movie for 18 years. Benchmark, buzz, procurement. Sober replication paper, after the contracts are signed. Finally, SailPoint launched Agentic Fabric this week, a dedicated identity management product for AI agents. First generally available product I've seen that looks like more than a relabeled access management deck. And it validates something important. Agents are real enough in enterprises now that they require governance as first-class digital actors. You don't build dedicated identity controls for imaginary infrastructure. NIST's guidance on AI agent identity still hasn't landed. Comment period closed in April. Commercial product is already shipping. That gap is exactly where new toll booths emerge. Maybe SailPoint is building essential infrastructure. Maybe the major clouds absorb this into native IAM within 12 months. I'm not ready to call that. But I am ready to say this. If your agents can access systems, take actions, or make workflow decisions, and you still can't answer who authorized what, under which policy, with what audit trail, you don't have an AI strategy. You have an incident report scheduled for later. The real market split this year isn't believers versus skeptics. It's operators versus narrators. C.H. Robinson is an operator. The companies still buying language for meetings are narrators. And the consultants selling complexity bridges between those two worlds are, in many cases, the exact people my railroad company analogy was always about. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.